Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, most people would say an empty building is just that. Empty. But after years of cleaning them late at night, he's not so sure anymore because it seems like sometimes he's not the only one there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And you know, wherever you are listening, you can hit subscribe because we would like that very much. And if you want, you can watch us on YouTube because we're doing that thing again. I don't know if people are really up to that. Todd, you know, are they actually watching on YouTube again?
They are. I will say this. Before we took it down like right around the holidays, there was some YouTube crap going on. And at that time, we had about 70,000 subscribers. We have 401 at this point.
Oh,
isn't so we have to build that back up. So if you're listening and you want to see Tony and you want to see Carol and you want to see Lisa and you want to see Todd occasionally, then you should definitely subscribe and check out the videos. We've got a video that comes out every night at 8 p.m. Central. Every night.
You know, and those, it's so hard. We were talking about this a while back. When they decide either you're not a real person, which is weird because we are.
Right.
But like I was talking about, that happened with me with Facebook and I had to prove who I was, that I was a person, which is really strange to have a non-person tell you that you're not a person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little complicated, but Facebook, there's not a person at Facebook who says, we don't believe Carol Hughes is a person. I don't know. And like, there's so many profiles out there that aren't. I'm like, why do I get singled out? And they said that I had too many friends at the time. Like, I was on the radio. Of course,
people just like Carol. Get off her case.
Yeah, please. But then it just randomly a while back made me change to a professional page.
Oh.
Like, it forced me. Like, there was no option. It told me like, hey, you should change to a professional page. And I'm like, F you, I don't have to do anything. And then one day it was just like, yeah, so here you go. It's your new professional page.
And oh, it just did it?
Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is I get about a third of the interactions that I used to get.
That's the thing, right?
Because they want me to buy and boost posts. And I could give a shit. Because if people aren't seeing my adorable pet pictures, because I would post my opinions once in a while, but I realized that you don't really get very far with an opinion these days.
Right. Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to be judged all day long, but it's like the interactions just aren't, it's just not as much fun as it used to be. It's a lot of ads that I see, a lot of suggested pages, and my own page isn't getting the traction.
It's not getting the love it used to.
Because I'm not boosting anything.
Yeah.
I'm not playing that game. And now it's like telling me all about my social engagements every week. I don't really care. And it's like, you really should post every single day. You're not posting every day. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. Don't tell me what to do, you non-human entity. So it's really weird. And YouTube did that with us. Like, you're not real.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
How do you prove to YouTube that you're real? It's just so strange to me.
Basically, what we had to do is take the old one down and start fresh. Uh-huh. So we lost all that video. And it's been fun. But I will say the people who are rejoining us are enjoying watching it. And I think the thing that is coming across a lot in the comments is that they like seeing us interact with one another. The ghost stories are great on video, but it's the interaction between whoever's hosting it that week.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And if people really want, I mean, Carol occasionally will do this weird dance.
That was so pre-hip replacement.
Yeah, she hasn't done it since.
No, I actually did last weekend at the wedding, and I've been paying for it ever since. It's like, did I? Well, and then when you have Tony's parents going, Carol, get up here and dance with us. And I'm like, okay.
Let me ask you guys this. Are you guys still recovering? Take the hip out of it. Take Todd's knee out of it. Are you guys still like feeling like tired because of it? Because I am.
No, but I only had, my trip was 4 hours each way. Your trip was 11 hours each way. That takes a little more to get over.
And I'm still feeling a little tired. I mean, last night I slept so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, but
I'm a little groggy yet this week. Yeah.
So that hasn't been bad, but I think because of where I'm at in my recovery from my hip replacement, I did way too much. And I was like, I'm not taking a cane with me. I don't need it. I did.
Should have had it.
I'm like, I'm going to dance. I shouldn't, but I'm going to. I shouldn't have.
What's the beer that you turned me on to? Yingling. Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
It's a really good beer. It's like something that's kind of in between. It's not super heavy, but it's got taste to it.
Yeah, it's dark, though, right? It's kind of a darker beer.
It's a little darker.
It's an amber color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. More of an amber. And at one point, I swear I turned around and you had a Bud Light.
Is that when
you switched to Yingling?
No, because they didn't have Yingling at the wedding.
Right. Yingling was at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. So I drank Bud Light on Saturday night. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And it was fine, you know, but it's not Yingling.
I had Yingling both nights.
How did you have it at the wedding?
What did they have at the wedding? No, I had Cosmos at the wedding.
We were drinking a very special Cosmo.
Yeah. Yes. So I had a Cosmo. I had two Cosmos. They were actually really, really good.
I had several.
I had a couple, I don't know how many total because I wasn't ordering the Cosmos. Somebody else was ordering them and putting them in my hand.
It was not me.
Was it Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Yeah.
She's like, you have to help me drink this. Girl.
Here's another one. That's what was fun about the wedding. It was like you could drink whatever you wanted. Why not?
Exactly. And the food was really good, too.
It really was. Yeah. But, you know, at Ruth Chris, it should be.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, they had a really nice appetizer buffet. The one thing I regret, and I loved this idea, and the moment I'm like, what a great idea. They made everybody's cake in individual to-go boxes, and I didn't get the... Oh, Todd just realized he didn't either.
I didn't get it.
Didn't get the cake to go.
Was that what that was?
Mm-hmm. I forgot to get the cake.
I didn't get it. I thought it was a nice little rose in there, and I was like, I can't carry a flower home. I'll crush it.
No, it was cake. So I bet everybody who worked there took home a shit ton of cake.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the servers were so good. I mean, they worked there.
Yeah.
The staff was very good. Yeah.
I like that Lisa didn't want to say butts or asses. Wasn't that cute? She was like,
you can tell that I spent way too many time, way too many years on live radio, you know, where you
know,
we did too. We did
south.
Too, but we got over it pretty quick once we started a podcast.
Yeah, but it took me one day.
Took me one day, and I was swearing.
You work with Tony very often. He's the king of the F-bombs, that guy. He does all of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here, right now, king of the F-bombs, Tony Brewski, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's go to our first ghost story.
My name is Jacob, and I'm calling from Illinois. I was helping clean up a house with someone that was working as an assistant for a real estate agent in my town. And we were cleaning up the house and we were in the basement. And as soon as you walk into the basement, you got this very eerie feeling. And you would hear stuff moving around. You would hear whispering. A couple of the construction workers who had been there a couple of weeks before claimed that some of them had been pushed and that some of them, you know, once again, heard whispering and stuff like that. And after we cleaned the house, we went back to the real estate agent who had hired us for the job. And we asked, you know, like, there's a really weird feeling in the basement downstairs. I'm like, did anything ever happen in the house? And come to find out that one of the construction workers who was doing the roofing had actually fallen off the roof and fell to his death. And this was a two-story house, so it was a long fall. I believe he had broken his neck, and now supposedly his spirit now resides within there. And I am a janitor. I do work for a cleaning company, and I had one to share with you guys. At the time, I was being given a ride to work by someone I know, and they had dropped me off, and we were just waiting in the parking lot. I was having a cigarette, and we were just talking before we went to work. And all of a sudden, he says, there's a ghost in the parking lot. Now, I didn't see anything, but this person that I know who gave me a ride is an empath, and I fully believe that they see spirits and that they can comprehend things, which I cannot. And so he said, there's a ghost in the parking lot. And I said, oh, okay, well, great. I mean, I'm about to go in at work at like 11 o'clock at night, and there's a ghost prowling around the building that I'm cleaning. So I went into work with a little apprehension, and the building that I clean is a daycare center. And I was cleaning one of the classrooms, and I was just mopping the floor, and I was just, you know, listening to music when all of a sudden, I hear a loud crash. A toy had fallen off one of the drawers or, like, toy storage things that they had there. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe no big deal. Maybe it tipped over. But then I saw a whole drawer filled with Legos and building blocks literally quickly, viciously, and with force rocket out of one of those drawers and slide across the floor. At that point, I was just about ready to go crazy, and I'm actually in this very same building right now, which actually makes me feel weird talking about it again. So, fingers crossed, nothing happens again. And occasionally in this place, you do sometimes get the feeling of being watched. A lot of the times, we're the only people here in the buildings that we clean at night, and a lot of weird stuff does happen. I will always call back with more stories about other buildings when I get the chance. Thank you so much for what you guys do. It's nice to have an outlet to talk about these kinds of things. Have a good day, night, whatever it is. Bye-bye.
I don't know, that would be hard. I know it's his job, but if somebody, you get the ride to work, just happens to be an empath, we can see ghosts, and he's like, there's a ghost in this parking lot. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go into the empty building associated with this parking lot and I'm going to clean it. And then that happens.
That is a really weird story. I've never heard a story where something was violently thrown around. Was it Lego blocks? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he said he heard a crash. And then I think he said a drawer opened.
The drawer with the Lego blocks.
Violently thrown. He did use the word violently thrown.
Yeah.
That is some scary shit. And then that first story, I'm like, wait, was he cleaning the house of the other episode we did where the girl had the creepy real estate looking for a house and there was the creepy basement? I'm like, did he clean that house? Because it kind of sounds like it.
I bet there are a lot of, and we've had stories where people are in office buildings late at night and shit goes on. I think a lot of places when they're, you know, like this is a daycare, the kids aren't around, the teachers aren't around, all that kind of stuff. I bet there's a lot of energy still spiraling in those types of places. So when you think about cleaners who are in after hours, they probably experience a lot of shit.
Oh, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would.
Because even like when I was a kid and we lived in a haunted house anyway, but my mom cleaned the church.
Notice how she just kind of pushes past that?
Because that's not the point. That's not the point of it. The point being is that we were very familiar with haunted locations, I guess. But she cleaned the Methodist church. And it was kind of like that. I didn't feel weird being there when I was there for church and for Sunday school, but when nobody else was at the church, it did feel weird. And nothing ever happened to me there, but it just felt different.
I've always been very interested, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, but investigating. I actually had somebody reach out to me a couple of years ago and see if I wanted to do a show investigating churches and trying to communicate with the Holy Spirit, because it too is a spirit, is a ghost, right? Mm-hmm. But I will also say that growing up, I was planning on becoming a pastor, so I spent a lot of time in church. And churches have a different feeling when it's not full of people, when the congregation mm-hmm. isn't there, when the office people aren't there, when the pastor or priest isn't there. There's a different vibe.
Yeah. I just lined it up yesterday and there's a location. I'm not even sure where it is. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up and let you know. But it's an old Methodist church that they do have. I'm going to guess it's non-denominational. They're trying to renovate the church. And so I'm curious if they're still doing church services there, because they also do paranormal investigations there. So I would definitely think some kind of different. It's not United Methodist Church anymore.
Right.
But I've got a Grave Talks interview set up with them. It's like in 2 weeks.
I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah.
That one's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good. So, and because the guy in charge of it, because it's like spirit guide paranormal even. So it'll be kind of interesting to talk about that, because it is definitely an old church when you look at the pictures of it, and it definitely needs some help. So I love that they're trying to renovate it and not tear it down.
And if people want to listen to that, where can they find that, Carol?
They can't listen to it yet because I haven't.
Well, I mean, when it's finally done,
when
Carol.
It's done.
Here I'm trying to give her a nice cross promote. She's
it's not done yet, Todd.
That'll be on the Grave Talks. It'll probably be about 3 weeks away, I'm going to guess.
And they can find the Grave Talks wherever they find their favorite podcasts.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, so I think that'll be interesting. Let's do another ghost story.
When I was a junior in high school, Grandma died suddenly, just suddenly of a heart attack. 9 months later, my grandpa, her husband, died, which was totally unexpected, and he had lung cancer just out of nowhere. My mom was convinced he died of a broken heart. And I was home. My parents were not home yet, and this was, you know, before well, I guess there were cell phones, but I didn't have one. But you had the little caller ID thing on your phone. And I was home. I'd just gotten home from school, and the phone rang, and my grandparents' number showed up. And in the meantime, the house, my grandparents' house, was being put on the market by my parents. So I answered it thinking that maybe my mom was over there and I couldn't, you know, she was over there calling home for whatever reason. So when I answered it, it sounded like almost like the way long distance calls sounded back then, just real staticky. I didn't hear any voices. There was, you know, nothing weird. It just sounded very staticky. And I just said, "Hello, Mom, is that you?" And there was nothing. So I hung up and I just thought that was weird. And I realized, I don't think my mom is there. I think my mom is still at work. So I never brought it up to her. I didn't want to upset her, make her mad, never brought it up. And then about a week later, and just to go back, the time that the number rang was always the time that my grandma would call me because she knew I would be walking in the door from school. And my grandparents were, my mom was the only child, so my grandparents were either always at our house or we were always at their house. And every day my grandma called me to make sure I made it home from school. I just thought that was so odd, even though she died, you know, it was a few months prior to, well, less than a year prior to that. And then, so a few weeks later, the phone rang again. We were all home sitting down for dinner. It was about 5:30, 6 p.m. And the phone rang, and it was my grandma's number again. And my dad got it this time, and he just turned white. And my mom said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "Nothing, nothing. It's just weird. I don't want to bring it up." And so he said, "Somehow your parents' number is calling the house." Well, it turned out it only happened to me that one time, but I guess it happened to my dad on several occasions, and it actually happened to my mother too. And my mom's friend worked for the phone company, and so she asked, you know, her to ask her husband, "Hey, can you find out how this is happening, because the number's disconnected over there?" And he got back to my mom and said, "There is no way that this, you know, this line has been disconnected. There's no way that this number could be calling your house." I had told them, you know, it only happened to me the one time, and we figured out that it would call around the time that my grandparents would be on their way to our house to come hang out with us. So that's my story. There's no other reason. I don't know if it was just so ingrained in time that they were, you know, it was such a pattern for them to do that. Why it started then and not, you know, like right when my grandma died or anything like that, I don't know. But after we had our discussion about it and all came together, it did not happen again to my knowledge. But I thought you would get a kick out of that story. There's no explanation. So maybe they were just calling to say hi.
So what would, that is a really strange
That's
thing
so
happen.
Sweet. Yeah, it is.
I remember when you had those little caller ID boxes and you would get all excited because you could see who was calling you. And it's like grandma and grandpa, but they're gone. And didn't they say in there that the phone had been disconnected?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly how all that works. And I can remember a time quite a while after my mom or my dad passed away. Some of us kids were getting texts messages coming through. So I don't know if they were left out the ether someplace. The text went out and then they came through later or whatever. But it's a real sweet thought that maybe the grandparents were just calling one last time, you know, to just basically say we're still around or whatever. It's a very sweet story, though.
And you could tell by her voice. Like, it wasn't a scary thing for her. It was, I think she took it the same way.
Yeah.
Just very sweet. And back in the day when you could call the phone company and
and talk to somebody.
Yeah. And they would say, no, that's not possible. You know, now it would be like, you got to go through so many prompts just to, I'm like, I need to talk to somebody. I tried to call AT&T and I need to talk to someone. And it kept looping me right back. And I'm like, no, I really need a person. Talk to a person.
Representative. Represent. I can't tell you how many times I say that.
I'm hitting zero. Would that work? I don't know. Like, what does it take to talk to a person? It's just frustrating. But I just thought, just the tone in her voice, I hope they all took that for what it was.
Yeah. Like, and it, let's just say, for the hell of it, it was just some weird anomaly electrical response, right? As long as they felt like it was a connection and they felt connected to the parents slash grandparents, that's all that matters.
Right?
Yep.
I think it's really sweet.
I do too.
Actually, I really like that. So if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, it's very easy to do. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can hit follow wherever you're listening. That would be great. And you can also be a premium subscriber. Get those advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Like, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.